Hi there, this is Jeff Edgers. 50 years ago, the Rolling Stones headlined a free concert that ended in chaos, violence, and death. It was called Altamont. I spent the last 8 months reporting on it to try to understand what it meant and why everything went so wrong. I talked to everybody I could, from Keith Richards to the guy who built the 3-foot stage. You can listen to the story now on the All Told podcast. Get it at washingtonpost.com/podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered.
All right, we're going to roll.
On Christmas Eve in 1968, three American astronauts on the Apollo 8 mission were orbiting the moon for the first time in human history.
There is one dark hole, but I couldn't get a quick enough look at it to see if it might be anything volcanic.
They had just completed their second pass when Frank Borman, the commander of the mission, tilted the spacecraft and revealed a bright blue sphere marbled by swirling white clouds floating in the darkness over the moon's horizon.
Oh my God, look at that picture over there.
Earth.
There's the Earth coming up.
Bill Anders, the lunar module pilot, caught a glimpse.
Wow, that's pretty.
Anders fumbled to get a camera.
Hand me a roll of color, quick.
Oh, man, that's great. Where is it?
Quick.
But it was too late. The Earth disappeared from view.
We missed it.
Then...
Hey, I got it right here.
From another window, Captain Jim Lovell spotted it.
Bill, I got a phrase that's very clear right here.
Anders,
got it?
Ready this time, snapped away.
Take several. Take several of them. Here, give them to me. Wait a minute, let me get the right setting here. Calm down, Lovell.
The crew had no idea how iconic the hurriedly snapped photograph would become.
Oh, it's a beautiful shot. Beautiful shot.
When the Apollo 8 crew touched down on Earth 2 days later, NASA processed the film and released photo number 68-H-1401 to the public. The press release read, "This view of the rising Earth greeted the Apollo 8 astronauts as they came from behind the moon after the lunar orbit." This view. What an understatement. The photo went viral, or as viral as anything could pre-internet. 1968 had been a tumultuous year, with now iconic photographs capturing the anguish and violence of the nation. The one of the South Vietnamese general pointing a pistol at a soldier's head. The busboy tending to Robert F. Kennedy after he was shot. The stunned people on the Lorraine Motel balcony pointing in the direction of Martin Luther King Jr.'s killer in Memphis. But Earthrise, as the photo came to be called, captured a different energy. It was majestic and peaceful and futuristic. It soothed a world torn apart by war, and a nation divided by racial unrest and assassinations. This wasn't the first photograph, though, of the Earth shot from space. Robots on previous missions captured images of our planet, but they were blurry, grainy, black and white. Earthrise was more human, vivid, colorful. The slightly tilted angle revealed not just the Earth, but an excited, amazed astronaut behind the lens. In 2018, at an event celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 8 mission, Anders reflected on what he was thinking while taking the picture. "As I looked down at the Earth, which is about the size of your fist at an arm's length," he said, "I'm thinking, this is not a very big place. Why can't we get along?" The photograph has since become the most iconic image of planet Earth. It helped fuel the environmental movement, and it became NASA's calling card. The Apollo 8 mission was about exploring uncharted territory, but for Bill Anders, that's not really what he took away from the trip. "It was strange," he said, "that we had worked and come all the way to the moon, to study the moon. And what we really discovered was the Earth." I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. This episode was adapted from a story written by Christian Davenport for the Washington Post. For more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.